the Obama administration is continuing in the not-so-grand tradition of the Bush administration and destroying civil liberties, continuing wars around the world, and now talking about preventative detentions,
I think
was the term. So wait, they can prevent, they can detain people even if they haven't committed a crime?
Well,
is
here's
that what they're proposing?
Here's the thing. He is proposing the general idea of this framework, and the trick is that he uses rhetoric where he says, you can be sure that when we do this, sweetie, honey pie, you can be sure that when we do this, we will consult with legislative, judicial, and the executive branch. We'll all consult to make sure that we come up with a system that adheres to our American traditions.
How does that
all
work?
All of which is absolutely meaningless nonsense fluff.
Now,
every word of it.
Well, we know that they don't have to follow their own rules, but let's pretend for a moment they did.
Well, that's the thing. They make up their own rules.
Right.
That's what the Bush administration did with the Patriot Act. They created these military commissions.
Sure.
And then Congress, the Supreme Court ruled that the military commissions were unconstitutional because the executive branch invented them, right? So then Congress comes back after that decision, and they come up with the 2006 Military Commissions Act, then says you go ahead and do it.
But let's pretend like they actually did have to follow their own rules. We know they don't, but let's pretend for a moment.
Right.
What would the process be legally to change the legal system? Wouldn't they have to go through a constitutional convention or something
that?
I mean, that seems pretty serious.
This is the trick. See, under the Constitution, the Congress has the power to create the court system subservient to the Supreme Court and superior to the state courts. They can, in fact, Congress can decide whether or not the Supreme Court will hear certain cases.
Really?
Yes. They can. They create the circuit court system, the appeals court system. All of the 9 circuit courts of the federal appeals court system were created by congressional legislation.
Not the Constitution.
The Constitution
only set up the Supreme Court?
The Constitution set up the Supreme Court and said that the Congress can create any court which is inferior to the Supreme Court but superior to the state courts. So the process of getting from the state courts on appeal into the federal courts and eventually to the Supreme Court is left up by the Constitution. It's left up to the Congress to decide. So they created
a system. Change it all.
They could change it, which is exactly what happened. You see, when Bush created the military commissions, it was not a creation of Congress, so it was unconstitutional, right? They were
Now they're going to do it the right way?
Yes. Well, in 2006, there was a decision by the Supreme Court, and that decision said, you, executive branch, can't create courts. The legislature has to do this. All these people you're holding under these military commissions and these military tribunals that you're creating, George Bush, that is unconstitutional, and you're going to have to try these guys either as prisoners of war or under U.S. criminal code. Congress came back in 06, created the Military Commissions Act, and then they said, just real quick, then they said that the president, under these new things that the Congress made up, which they have constitutional power to do, the president can then selectively lift habeas corpus and not give habeas trials to whomever he wants. Okay? Now, this is very important. I understand the rationale, which was that we don't want secret intelligence information to get out during these trials. But the key thing is Congress cannot cede any of its power to any other authority under the Constitution. The power to lift habeas corpus is granted to Congress in a universal writ where they can lift it across the board. It's supposed to be during times of insurrection or revolution, okay? So Abraham Lincoln...
I thought that was for the president.
No, that's the thing. Everybody thinks it's the president. Congress can lift habeas corpus. It's in Article 1, but it's only during times of insurrection, and it's a universal lift of the writ, which means if Congress decides, which I think is ridiculous, but that's something the founders wrote. If Congress decides, you could be held indefinitely if they say that it's a time of insurrection.
And that's what it sounds like they're trying to do here, right?
Well,
whether they say it's in a time of insurrection or not, you're talking about a whole new structure, a whole new legal system for people that are accused of wanting to be terrorists and who knows what else. I was reading something about this just the other day, and the guy that was writing the story was basically saying they're looking at creating a whole new system where each level level of court that they're creating is basically going to make it so you lose. Anything that you've got, they'll just put you in whatever court system where you will lose. So, I mean,
I feel like Brian Travis.
It's crazy.
I'm watching this TV show Rome that's on. It's an HBO TV show,
yeah.
And it only went two seasons, but. You know, it was set in the first century BC, and it was about the time Julius Caesar essentially became the first Caesar and took over. And I'm wondering, because there was still a Senate at the time, and Julius Caesar was sat as the consul, which is kind of the head Senate guy or whatever, and I don't know everything about how Roman government was set up, but I'm wondering how it was for, you know, sort of the merchant class guy there. Did he think, oh, today's the day the Republic died? Because I don't think he did.
Well,
I don't think he had any idea.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
The Republic died sort of a slow death, and I'm wondering about ours.
Well, that's a great point.
When historians look back 100 years, 200, you know, maybe 500 years from now, day are they going to decide the Republic died mm-hmm. here in the United States? Because it has to
Abraham
die.
Lincoln?
They all go away.
Abraham Lincoln? I mean,
that was a big
knows?
One. But, I mean, even before that, you had George Washington marching on the Pennsylvania whiskey makers with the Whiskey Rebellion, and that was unconstitutional. He had 13,000 troops. That was as big as the army that he used to take on Cornwallis, and it was all to enforce an unconstitutional tax, internal tax. The federal government was not set up to do that. And yet Washington took Hamilton's advice and went and marched on these guys. Now, just a
quick... might makes right.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting that supposedly on that thing with Rome, supposedly when Caesar crossed the Rubicon and came back from Gaul, which was France at the time.
Right, which was significantly before he declared himself a Caesar.
It was already,
before the fight was engaged. It was any of those things.
It had become corrupt through many things. There were many tributaries, we'll say, to the Rubicon going in there.
And
that's an excellent point.
Well, he crossed the Rubicon, and then the Republic died at some point after that. But people say that crossing the Rubicon was when the Rubicon's a river that's at the top north of Italy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's when the Republic died. And my question is, we have no idea when the Rubicon was crossed, but it's already happened.
You know,
interesting. Was it when Nixon decided that we're not going to pay our debts, in specie anymore?
When he confiscated gold?
Yeah.
Was it when Roosevelt confiscated gold in the 30s? Was it when the Federal Reserve was put in place along
tax.
With the income tax in 1913? I'll take 1913. I like that one. But when?
Well, you know what's interesting is the leftists have such a hatred of markets and such a hatred of the concept of trade and money that it somehow brings about unfairness. They have this belief that their fairness trumps any resentment that they feel. It's really about fairness.
Right.
That they're willing to overlook some of these things that typically... or at least not give the same attention to that they would typically be screaming about.
Well, one of the things I find interesting about this, the way things are going today, is that you can just look at the situation with the red team, the blue team mentality in this country, and you can sort of see it starting to melt away.
Oh, you see
and
that.
I don't know how.
Bit.
Maybe it's just my skewed point of view.
Right.
A little bit, it's going away.
Right, right. I don't know how accurate the statement is as far as how many people are experiencing this. I have no idea. There must be people out there who are experiencing this situation. If they are if they consider themselves conservatives and they've been watching what George Bush had been doing for years and cheering it on, now they're against what some of the same things is going on that what Obama is doing. Some of those folks are going to see that, maybe there isn't really a difference here. Similarly, the people that were against what Bush was doing,
right, and
are now
Obama doing the same things,
but now they're for Obama doing the same things. Those people aren't necessarily going to change, but there are those people that are kind of on the fringe of those areas that might have the perspective that they need to look at their friends and say,
right,
what the hell are you thinking? How can you support Obama when he's doing the same thing Bush is doing?
So many people in the right, the left, and the center, and the independents or whatever are seeing that, wow, we had all Republican from 2000 to 2006. We've got almost all Democrat. I mean, they almost have a control in the Senate, from what I understand. They're within one or two
votes. Well, now that Spectre switch over, they've got it.
Right. So that's all Democrat now. But neither one of these parties is going to take us out. Now, I don't, you know, take us to the promised land. They're both thieves, and they're both, you know, hurting us. And I just don't. What's America going to do? They're still going to vote right, blue or red.
Free State Project, for those that actually want to do something about it, 800-259-9231. You're right. They may not know what to do about it, but hopefully more will start to crystallize what the problem is.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size. what women really want and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls. We'll go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Gene. And oops, sorry about that. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, sir.
I'm here now.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, one thing real quick about our right to keep and bear arms that I would like to refresh everyone's memory on, and that is we have to stop tempering that with saying law-abiding. We don't want to say that we have a right to keep and bear arms as long as we're a law-abiding citizen, or something to the effect that all law-abiding citizens should have the right to keep and bear arms. If we start putting any kind of a test, a moral or other kind of test, onto our rights, then all they have to do is say, well, you're not law-abiding, therefore you can't have the right.
That's a great
point. How about instead, Gene, how about being peaceful instead of law-abiding?
Nope. Not even peaceful. You can be a vicious, wild animal, and you have a right to keep and bear arms. The only deciding factor about a right to keep and bear arms is if you're a human being. If you're a human being, you have the right to keep and bear arms.
And then while they cage you up, then you can't bear them. And then if they let you out again, you should be able to bear them.
Well, yeah. I mean, anytime you put someone in a cage for your own safety, you're going to take their weapons away from them, whether they have that right or not.
Yeah.
Well, right, means that if they're not being peaceful, they're going to be stopped from doing what they're doing. And presumably, if they're not being peaceful and they're bearing arms, then they're threatening others with those arms. And I don't see a problem with doing what it takes to stop violent people from hurting others.
Well, but the most vicious animal out there, as long as he's human being, he has the right to keep and bear arms. Now, if he draws his weapon on somebody else and they happen to kill him, that's his problem.
Sure, but then he was no longer being peaceful. Do you see what I'm saying? If you're peaceful, then you should be able to bear arms.
He still had the right, even if he wasn't peaceful. He had the right to keep and bear arms.
Well, I would say he has the right up until he decides to stop being peaceful.
No, he still has the right, even when he's not peaceful.
I disagree with that.
Well, he has the right to bear arms. He doesn't have the right to threaten someone. So, therefore, when you threaten someone, you put their life in danger, forfeiting your own right to life.
Exactly.
Or it being free of injury. So, you can still bear the arm, but you would... You know, if I lop your arm off, that you're carrying that arm off.
I mean, he still has the right. If he tries to use violence against someone else, then he's going to suffer the consequence of that violence. But that does not negate the fact that he has the right to keep and bear arms. So we have to just eliminate from our vocabulary any reference to law abiding when we're talking about the right to keep and bear arms.
I'll agree with you that
never
far, Gene, for sure.
Never use that term.
Very good.
Never
any other thoughts?
About China.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to reference our economy, and what China was like 15 years ago is where we're going in the future here. So I'm going to tell people how they can survive the coming economic collapse, and we are looking at an economic collapse in the country. And I'm talking about worse than the Depression. So what people have to do is realize that in the future, and very, very shortly, perhaps within a year, perhaps within two, your survival is going to depend on what you can forge and keep and provide for yourself. You're not going to be able to depend on anybody else to bring you your stuff. So everybody has to keep this in mind each day as they go about, you know, don't buy that stupid plasma television set that you don't need. Instead, use your money wisely, prepare for the coming storm, and you do that whichever way is best in your particular situation. If you've got a space for a garden, put one in. If you don't, you can can some food.
And Gene, you know, I got to say, about September last year, I was doing my radio show, and I was telling people, look, if you're going to invest in anything, invest in seed companies and companies that handle fertilizer and gardening tools and stuff like that, because they're the only ones during this time that are going to be seeing profits. And sure enough, I didn't have any money to put into them, but anybody who did invest, not that, you know, they should take my advice, but it's an interesting thing to see how so many other people instinctively were starting to move in that direction, because so many seed companies have been doing very, very well.
You know, I don't want to take a dump on the idea of being prepared. I think there's something to that. But at the same time, I'm not one of the subscribers of the idea that there's this big calamity coming and everything's going to, you know, the fabric of society will completely break down and you won't be able to get food anymore.
I think if you're going to grow plants at your house, it's fine to grow plants at your house, because, you know, the ones that you could eat as opposed to necessarily ornamental ones, that's all fine.
Right. I trust the black market, though, to get the food to me that I need to get to me. I'm not too concerned about the market breaking down. I see where you're coming from. I think there's some value to being prepared to some extent, but even as much as you prepare, there are just so many people around that are going to be looking for those resources in the scenario you're describing, Gene, that it's going to be a nightmare.
The economy cannot continue along the way that it's been going, because it's a false economy, it's a false prosperity, and in reality what we're going to be looking at is less money for each person. So when you are used to getting $15 an hour, expect your real wages to be $7.50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Don't thumb your nose at a job that pays you $7.50 next
Absolutely.
Year. If you come across a job next year that's paying you $7.50, you'd better take it or starve.
Yeah, if you don't have anything. Gene, I agree with you. Completely sensible there. I mean, be as fiscally responsible as you can. And thank you for the call tonight. That way, you know, if it does come to black market goods, then you'll be able to afford them. Because that is the one thing about the black market is, well, you can expect the prices will be higher, but they will get you that, you know, that filet mignon. You'll just have to pay for it. A lot.
And, you know, you look at what's been going on with the economic structure, and I was just on the line with Glenn Jacobs about this, and it's very clear that I was just also reading an article from some supposedly renowned economist who said, oh, the recession's over. And just months ago, I was speaking in Ohio to some folks that Jason Osborne knows, and I was saying, look, there's going to be a period when it looks like there's this economic recovery going on. This is inevitable because
like the eye of the storm kind of thing?
Yeah, this exactly. And it's going to come back a level 5 hurricane that's just going to wipe so much out because you can't really gauge how quickly this is going to happen. But the mirage of recovery is inevitable because of the amount of liquidity they're throwing into the system. All of the money, I mean, we're looking at possibly $12 trillion worth of liquidity that they put into the system over the past year and a half, almost 2 years. It's just, it's ridiculous.
There's going to be a reckoning day for that.
Buy your gold and silver now.
You can't get over a Weimar Germany situation, and the only things that are going to hold against it are the hard currencies.
Buy your gold and silver now.
And, yeah, and the things that have value. And so, yeah, they're absolutely right. And if you've got a job, double your work effort. Try to do everything you can so your boss thinks that you're doing a really good job.
And save your money and buy your gold and silver now.
And cut back on, cut back on your expenses. Cut back because, as Mark has said before, it's not what you make, it's what you save. And
spend.
Or what you, okay, well, that's the same way. You're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It's what you spend. And so if you're spending money on habits, then now's a good time to start looking at cutting those down. I mean, Julia, for instance, she's not here with us tonight, but she's been talking about quitting her caffeine addiction. Of course, she's talked about it before.
Her caffeine addiction isn't just a caffeine addiction. There's caffeine in lots of things. She happens to have a double shot latte or whatever Starbucks addiction.
Yeah, but she's addicted to caffeine. I mean, that's why she's addicted to that product. And so she's looking at cutting that back. That's going to save for hundreds of dollars a year when she's successful at that. And so if you've got similar issues that you're dealing with, deal with them as soon as you possibly can and put more money into your pocket. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves, and even if it turns out that the depression isn't as bad as some people are saying it will be, you'll still be better off financially. Free Talk Live.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including a shrine of female listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Gil Edwards of Termco Life Insurance Agency, protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. Call 800-685-3314. That's 800-685-3314. Termco Life Insurance.
All right, so we continue here. I think, have we pretty much covered all of the aspects of this Obama detaining people, preventative detentions, throwing people in prison cells without trial? All that stuff is apparently, some of it's already here and more of it's coming down the road. Are there any aspects that we've missed so far on this?
Let me think.
Oh, yeah, they're out of money. I saw something that Obama was saying, we've run out of money.
Yes, they're out of money.
And so I love how they plan on doing preventative detentions for life. And on one hand, which is another drastic increase in the police state and the intrusiveness of the state. And on the other hand, they're saying, we don't have any money. So how does that balance out exactly? How is it that you can, continually increase the size of government and not have any money to do so? Oh, they're printing it out, right?
Yeah, they're just making it up.
So they're going to keep printing it. As you said, they printed like $12 trillion so far.
Yeah, pretty much
like
is
that.
What we're looking at.
No, they're not actually printing it all. They're just incrementing numbers in a computer for the most part.
And it was very interesting too, because Glenn Jacobs forwarded me over a little piece that showed, and I'm not in favor of taxation in any way. It's immoral, but it's interesting to see the tax receipts of April of this year versus April of last year. I think it's something like a 60% decline in tax receipts.
For the federal government?
For the federal government. So that means they're going to have to readjust their already huge deficit numbers even higher because they don't have the businesses. This goes all the way back to the whole Laffer curve thing in economics, which says that if you lower marginal tax rates, you inspire businesses to grow and you actually bring in more tax money because
there
are more jobs.
But they never do that. What they do is they tax more and more and more and make the economy worse and worse and worse. And so there's this downward spiral that begins.
Yeah, this is going to be very, very bad. And I, it's This is the first time. Sometimes you hear these sort of conspiracy things, or there are people who put out financial newsletters and they say, oh, the economic apocalypse is coming. Mm-hmm. Invest in my suggestions, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm just sitting here looking at these things, and I think, you know, what Mark and what you said, they really hold true. This is a time, and of course, Gene was mentioning the same thing. This people have no concept of what is going to be coming if they haven't looked at the history of inflationary spirals. It is going to be really, really bad.
You can't escape it. I mean, you can't escape economics, and it's what the government tries to convince people that you can. I mean, the government is constantly saying, we'll take care of you here, we'll take care of you there.
They have this whole economic propaganda called Keynesian economics where, it's just a big lie.
I mean, most people don't know what Keynesian economics is. I barely even know what Keynesian economics is.
It's
but I do
the economics they teach in school.
I slept through that class.
Yep.
Anyway, but what I do know is that when the government says, well, we're going to take care of your health care, and we're going to take care of your retirement, and we're going to take care of your education, we're just going to take care of all this. And, you know, then on the other hand, they're saying we're out of money. And you see on the other hand, they're printing out a whole bunch of money. I mean, it seems obvious. Should it be obvious to most people that are just paying a little bit of attention that this is all just not going to happen? There's no way.
But what does the average person do
possible
about it?
Well, the average person's going to be screwed. I mean, the average person is average.
Pretty much it. I mean,
right, the average person is average, and they're not willing to do anything about it. So until the average person is willing to do something, very little is going to happen to the average person. Now, if you're above average in that you are willing to take action, you are willing to do something, you are cognizant of the situation that is going on, you've come to the understanding of what the problems are, that's when you can really start to dig your way out as far as coming up with a solution. And I think that one of the solutions, the solution, in my opinion, is that all others will spring forth from is this Free State Project, which is basically in its genesis right now. It's in the very beginning stages of thousands of liberty-loving people all moving together, deliberately moving together to create the society they want to see. The voluntary society is happening, and it can happen faster with your participation. And I really want to impart a sense of urgency to people. I mean, we've seen some really encouraging things here in New Hampshire, which is where the destination of the Free State Project is. We've seen some pretty encouraging things as far as, you know, there's been some political successes. You know, a few people have been elected to office, and some of the civil disobedience has been successful as well.
It's nothing huge.
No,
it's not gigantic at this point,
but
there's only a few hundred movers.
Yes.
And what's going on in your state? Because I'm reading the news. I know what's going on.
So we've had some early successes, even though there are only a few hundred movers. And I think that when you look at what's happening on the national stage, it just keeps getting worse. It seems to be accelerating. Maybe that's just me, but it's definitely getting worse. If you can get to New Hampshire in 2009, get here. If you can get here in 2010, get here. If you can move your plans up and move sooner, I think that it's the best thing you can possibly do. I understand that, you know, if you've got no money, well, you've got to get some money because you don't want to move and have no money. Obviously, you need to be able to have a little bit of a nest egg, I think, before you move. But some people have made it happen even without much of a nest egg. I don't recommend that route, but it is possible. But I think that
recommend not having a nest egg.
Yeah, but the sooner we can get activists together in New Hampshire, the better. And I think that a sense of urgency really needs to be imparted to people. Get here and get active, because, like you said, Mark, nothing's happening where you are.
Activists need to get here. I wasn't active in Florida, just barely. Sometimes you drag me off to some event.
No, get here and get active.
Right, and that's it. It's not. Yeah. This isn't for activists. This is for and in the Revolutionary War, the people that fought in the Revolutionary War, they weren't actively fighting before the war. They went to fight when they saw that the time had come.
Yeah, listen, I got to tell you, both you guys. I've soaked up a feeling over the weekend that really inspired me. There is definitely a momentum behind what is going on. I realized I was watching Freedom Watch, and I think I mentioned this to you guys before we started the show. I was watching Andrew Napolitano's Freedom Watch online, which is growing by leaps and bounds. There were rumors that Fox might make it an actual show on the network, on Fox News, which would be amazing. Napolitano already has a nationally syndicated program. He's becoming one of the centers of real Austrian economic free market thinking, close to anarchist, but at least very, very closely tied to the founding fathers and recognizing the mistakes the founding fathers made. The guy is a phenomenon out there in the media. But
I watch the show, and virtually every person on the show, I realize I know these people now. We're becoming, there is a group of people who is starting to move the freedom movement. You look at Jason and Pete. The Motorhome Diaries.
The Motorhome Diaries, motorhomediaries.com.
Yep, those guys, you know, starting over a bureau crash, now going out on their own, doing their own thing. You got Free Talk Live, what you guys are doing. Glenn Jacobs was on that program. You had Lou Rockwell on the program. Thomas Woods on the program. All these people either know us or we know them indirectly through other people. And this is a group of people who are now using new media to start to get this word out to people who have their brains still in their head and see that the storm is coming. The mushroom clouds are on the horizon, as Johnny Lydon would have said in Public Image Limited. The other thing, I just want to backtrack very quickly. On the economic front, the key thing that I think we have to fight is the pop media tendency to fall into the trap that Frederick Bastiat warned against in the 19th century about government programs, what is seen and what is not seen. With these bailout things, all this TARP nonsense, all these programs that Obama's coming up with, they won't think about what you're saying, Ian. They won't recognize until it's too late that the government injection of liquidity for all these make-work programs and all these things that Obama calls an investment in welfare and all these things, building bridges and nonsense like that. There was a story last week. The first of the federal assistance programs came through for the state of New Hampshire, which will help do this and that and this.
Hallelujah, we're saved!
Right, so you'll see the report on this particular program, but you won't see the faces of the multitudinous people who were prevented from using their own money to actually make something productive.
Right,
that's what we've got to stress every time.
Because the market allocates resources effectively, whereas the government, it's all arbitrary based on the whims of bureaucrats and rewarding friends and neighbors, or friends and punishing enemies. More coming back. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Gar.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
All right, you think about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise, incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents there. It's patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com. It is fast and easy. I've done it. LegalZoom.com.
All right, toll free again, 800-259-9231. Right to your phone calls. Let's talk to Jeremy in Rhode Island. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, Jeremy.
I was actually listening to Gene talk about, you know, the coming doom. And I'm kind of, you know, I've been expecting the same thing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, I've never lived in a third world country. Have you guys?
I have not. Mark has visited one.
I've been in a few.
So how do you feel about that coming here? Because that I when I look at how much money they're just printing out in there, I don't see any other alternative than for some form of collapse.
Yes, I understand where you're coming from, but it's not just going to be our country. Since the United States dollar is the world reserve currency, at this point, and I don't know when that's going to stop, What you're actually talking about is a global collapse, not a national collapse.
I'm no economic expert, but it would seem to me like we cannot ever be like a third world country because we have so much more wealth that has already been created. It's not like a collapse.
Wealth isn't money. Wealth are the things that one uses on a daily basis.
Right. So it's not like, you know, we've got air conditioners that work. We've got all these, you know, infrastructure, these things that are there. So it's not like an economic collapse is going to totally decimate all of that right off the bat. I mean, it's going to hurt businesses and it's going to hurt people and there's no doubt there's going to be tragedy, but I don't see, you know, 20 years later, you know, the Los Angeles turning into a dust bowl or something like that.
Well, my fear is that the government will try to make it or allow it to be worse. Not allow, but pretty much do steps to make it worse than it should be. And they'll use it as a power grab to do more stuff they shouldn't be doing.
Oh, most definitely.
That's
exactly what Roosevelt did. You know, they imposed wage and price controls. They confiscated private holdings of gold and silver. He threatened to pack the Supreme Court with his Supreme Court packing thing because they weren't going to support the idea that there was a constitutional predicate for Social Security, which, of course, there was not. They'll clearly do that. You've already seen the rumblings of that. They want to use U.S. troops for domestic problems in the
United
States.
And they are going to. It's already planned.
Yeah. So, yeah, they'll definitely do that sort of thing. And, you know, we've seen here that the supposed protections of the court system are fallacious. They're totally ridiculous.
Right. So the system itself can be taken in a more third world despotic direction, for sure. But all of the existing wealth that is here isn't exactly exactly going to go away. What you will see happen, though, is the amount of new wealth that's being created will essentially level off eventually, and there will be no new wealth created once the, or very little new wealth will be created as the government becomes more and more restrictive, as the taxes become larger and larger. So as the, you know, more of the productive class are having more taken from them, there's just less they can do with what they have, and so therefore there will be less wealth created. So more wealth was created on, I think, a yearly basis several decades ago compared to now. It's constantly been, I think, going down. And we don't get to see that because all we get to see is, it's like you said, Gardner, the unseen and the seen. Yeah, we get to see all the wonderful advancements because we still do have wealth creation here in this country. There still is a modicum of freedom in order to do those things compared to other countries. But we don't know how great the wealth creation could be. We can only sit here and speculate on that. I mean, Dr. Mary Ruart from Healing Our World, in her book, she talks about how in the absence of the government taxes, we could have so much more wealth, it would be a dramatic increase, like at least eightfold, I think, what she said.
In a speculative sense, we already are a third world nation compared to what we could be, if you want to, you know, draw it in a sort of science fiction way, but
just
it
as
is
an example,
a realistic assumption.
I mean, we've just one example how the FCC held back the cell phone technology.
Oh.
I mean, the we could have had cell phones in the 1960s.
They held back color television for 5 years because General Electric had all sorts of radio stations they had invested in on the East Coast. So
that's just one example. Those are just a couple of examples of how the government's interference in the marketplace has restricted the amount of wealth that we could possibly have today. So you take that and multiply it out times every single business that is regulated, times every single person that is taxed, and you can just, it's boggling of the mind to think about how much we're missing out on, how wonderful and safe and wealthy our lives could be in the absence of the state. So the more the state gets involved, the less wealth we'll see created, and that's going to be, I think, that's what's going to be destructive to our way of life beyond all the political changes as well that they're talking about.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Jeff in California. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, nothing. Last night I signed up. I think I was 9,301.
You're going to be a mover.
For the Free State Project.
Yes.
Congratulations. All right.
And probably within 2 years, and listening to the other callers, I'm anticipating just with the money situation, something's going to happen. And, but just rise above it. I mean, I make good money. I'm going to be tightening my belt.
If something is going to be happening like that, better to be around like-minded people.
Well, that's my point. That's what I was telling my girlfriend. I said, look, being here, if something happens, don't expect on the neighbor.
Don't rely on your neighbor.
Yeah, and for like, it's just California. I mean, for a carton of cigarettes, now it's $100.
What? What? For real?
I'm quitting smoking.
A carton of cigarettes?
Yeah.
$100?
American Spirits.
My gosh. Jeez.
It's just like, I'm like, hold on a second. And I don't buy corporate coffee. I buy coffee beans and I have a coffee press. And I, make my cup of coffee. And it's tightening the belt here and there, buying silver, buying gold, squirreling away, and just anticipating the move.
Great.
And what really broke my, just what I saw.
The last straw.
Yeah, it was my mother was, she was prescribed Ambien.
Mm.
And apparently, I don't know, my dad, she woke up and started sleepwalking.
Mm.
She fell down, and my dad thought she had a stroke. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, called the ambulance. And then she went to the hospital, wasn't a stroke, but she hurt her ankle. And then the insurance, once she was cleared with the MRIs and all that, they recommended her going to physical therapy. And, it's like, all right. But then when it turned out, they took her they raped her insurance, which I flagged. I called them up, and they took her to an old folks' home. And when I called, I hear people in the background screaming with Alzheimer's, and I'm going, what kind of physical therapy are you getting? You know, like the range of motion machine, a whirlpool on your foot or whatever. Yeah. You know, and then they just, and then when she comes home, then the state has a worker coming out to see if they're sane enough to live on their own.
And so the state got involved in this, even though they weren't, she wasn't receiving welfare or anything like that?
No.
Wow.
They're both there. My mom's retired from Pac Bell, and my dad's retired from, he's a civil engineer.
So because she went to this particular rehab place where the people were screaming with Alzheimer's in the background, the state got wind of her and decided to take up her case?
Well, I think there's like a little scam going on with this facility. And then, you know, and then this guy with the badge shows up, and I'm sitting there, and they're asking, you know, and my dad wasn't even involved, and they're asking him, do you know who the president is? You know,
what?
Honest to God.
Wow. So they want to take your parents and put them in a mental facility.
Hey, and then, and listen, I just said, and then my mom started crying, and I said, look, you can leave now.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Next time, don't answer the door for him, and I'm sorry to hear your story. I look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire, and thank you, and good luck out there while you're still stuck in California. Get unstuck from where you are. If you think the Free State Project sounds like a viable idea, do what Jeff is doing and start making the plans to get here. Figure out that you want to get here, and then figure out what it's going to take for you to accomplish that and act on your plan. Or sit and wait and see what happens. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.